Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave Student Loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you could start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Most recent round of violence was an assault outside a restaurant at Walden Gallery on Sunday night, but we've heard some other incidents of fighting in recent weeks and months. How bad has this rash of violence been at Walden Galleria?
You know, if you go back to the incident that was in the news earlier in the year, we were talking about two folks that are not minors, they're adults, and that incident was the first serious incident in well over a year. The incident that happened Sunday, obviously, you know, mall management, our local PD, the local elected officials, none of us want to see this stuff happen. But when you have so many people concentrated in an area, whether it's public parks, events like the football games, just any footprint where you're getting well over 10 million people a year in terms of the foot count that's going through this, through the Galleria Mall, you're going to have certain incidents. And our goal is to get those numbers as close to zero as possible. You know, I feel that mall management and the ownership there, that they're working in good faith with the town, our local police department, to do the best they can to have plans in place for security, for ensuring the place is safe. But it is a challenge when you have so many people in one place at the same time.
How tough is it to keep violence from happening at Gallery? It sounds like you can't bring that number all the way down to zero.
I think in any place. I mean, if you look at malls that are operating in other towns or cities across the country, they have certain incidents like this as well. And it's not to excuse away what's going on. I don't think anybody is excusing it. It's to understand the situation that we're dealing with. When you look at where these incidents are happening within the mall and when they happen, it's not like there's one single source to say it's not just young kids. It's not just at one particular business. It's not just at one particular time of year. So when the ownership, the local PD, the management team, the security folks are all getting together to discuss reactions and ways to address these issues in the future, it's not like we could pinpoint one particular push point or one particular issue to say that, oh, if we close the mall down on Sundays, for instance, or if we didn't have it open at Christmas, or we just changed the curfews, that would solve the problem. Because there is no one driver there. It's just having lots of folks that are concentrated in one place at one time that, unfortunately, you're going to have incidents like this come up from time to time.
How do you try to prevent even those occasional incidents of violence like what we saw on Sunday?
I think it's important to recognize the mall security team, the mall ownership is investing time, energy, resources into improving safety plans, having folks that between private security and other partners that are walking the mall, that are present for when those incidents come up. It's learning from the particular incidents to see the kind of things you can adjust, whether it's bringing in off-duty police officers, for instance, whether it's adding cameras and other technology to monitor the situation better. You know, take a look at the most recent Christmas holiday. Usually you see social media videos of what happened over the Christmas holiday circulate. You didn't see that this past Christmas. And that's indicative of all the partners that work to keep the Galleria Mall safe and secure doing a good job. So we are seeing signs of improvement in some areas. Yes, we're seeing these incidents as well, and they're not acceptable whatsoever. And nobody wants it to happen. But you're seeing signs of the mall management and the police department and all the other stakeholders learning from previous incidents, adjusting and doing things to make the place as safe and secure as possible and working on that on a daily basis.
And so how do you go from reacting to proactive?
I think it's tough to be proactive in crime prevention anywhere. You can disincentivize. And that's what I'm seeing happening with the mall's management. Whether it's a large shopping mall, whether it's a city, whether it's public parks or anything, there's things you can do to disincentivize crime. In the parks, for instance, it comes to having adequate lighting 24/7. You see the presence of security cameras disincentivize some of this activity. The presence of security walking around helps with that. And these are things that are already happening at the Walden Galleria, where you have the presence of security, you have the presence of technology. It's just evaluating what you have, looking at what's been successful in other large shopping malls across the country and across their own portfolio as far as the mall's ownership goes, learning from those changes and adapting them here in Western New York. Residents have brought this to my attention. I understand what they're bringing up. I agree with folks. That's an issue. Myself and my family, we feel comfortable enough to go to the Walden Galleria from time to time to enjoy the food court, to enjoy the shops there. It's not to take away from the residents' legitimate concerns here, but just to know that our elected officials on both sides of the aisle, the mall management, all the stakeholders in this community are working together to make the situation the best we can and recognize the reality of what we're dealing with and adjust to the issues that we have. And yeah, that's all.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?